In a state that went big for Joe Biden, Republican and Trump fan Lauren Boebert scored a comfortable victory to represent Grand Junction and Pueblo and Alamosa in Congress. Soon, she'll be sworn in. The restaurateur, gun rights activist, and avid Twitter user was in Washington for freshman orientation. She's back home in the 3rd District now, which is where we reached her to talk energy, healthcare, vaccines, and unity. Well, Congresswoman-elect, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me today, Ryan.
You've said that President Donald Trump should continue to contest the results of the election. You were recently quoted in Epoch Times as saying, if it needs to go to the House, then I think we have that authority, that is to challenge Electoral College votes. Congressional conservatives are indeed calling for a floor fight to do that, but the courts have repeatedly rejected President Trump's claims that the election was rigged. Why fight in the Congress if so many courts, I mean, we're talking dozens of decisions, are saying that Biden is the legitimate winner?
This is a contested race. And when I sat in the Oval Office with the President of the United States for more than an hour just last week, I encouraged him to keep fighting, continue to fight for the American people, just like you've done every single day that you have been in office. He has put the American people first, and that's what he's going to continue to do. Trump has every legal right to continue to investigate this election and prove that every legal vote was counted. The Democrats ran the American people through a sham investigation over a witch hunt with a Russian hoax and then even a quid pro quo and all of this from a secondhand whistleblower. And we're going to say that we have hundreds of affidavits from American citizens who are putting their name to it, who are swearing under oath that this is true, that we have video footage, that we know that we have ballots where signatures were not verified. There is all sorts of things that need to be investigated, and there is nothing unreasonable about investigating it until the very last day.
To guns, before we wrap up, you carry one. The employees of your restaurant and rifle wear them at work. And you've said that you'll carry in the U.S. Capitol. The AP reports there's a rule against carrying on the floor, I think, of the U.S. House. Is that something you'll try to change?
Absolutely. I'm always pushing boundaries. So first of all, I did go through the concealed carry permit process in Washington, D.C., and will be receiving my concealed carry permit. I will be walking to and from my home every day that I am there to go to work and to come home from work. I don't have Capitol Hill police escorting me everywhere. I am my security. So I need to make sure that I have a way to defend myself. Washington, D.C., like most Democrat-run cities, has a violent crime problem. So I definitely would like to have a way to protect myself, and I will have a way to. And then there are some fun ways to get around carrying in the Capitol, and there's transportation rules on how you can carry and transporting in various areas. In my office, I can open carry and have my firearm however I want, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of push for an amendment to the rules to allow members to carry on the House floor.